All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Joe Biden makes it official. Nashua police looking for a missing man and the top five Avengers searches on Pornhub. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, Jesse Smollett makes TV history, all while his Empire cast demands he come back.
Leroy has your sports.
And will the Pats dynasty continue? Or is this the beginning of the end?
All right, but first, it is now official. Former Vice President Joe Biden has announced that he will run for president in 2020. He did make the announcement in a video released just this morning.
Everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
I like it. Wow. I like it. You know why? Because he's old, but you don't know how old he is because he keeps himself well put together. He really does.
It's funny because if you look at him and Bernie Sanders next to each other, both like he's 76. Bernie Sanders is 77. Yeah. But Bernie looks like 10 years older because of the way he's put together. You're right.
Bernie needs to comb his hair and he needs somebody to tell him to get a fitted suit. And if you don't...
This is how we're deciding on our president of the United States.
This is a part of it. You got to look put together. Bernie looks like a supervisor at a job that you
frazzled.
Hate. He looks like a supervisor. It's like you work at a bunch of cubicles and then he comes around and tells you how you should live your life. And you're like, bro, you've been working for like 65 years.
Jesus.
There's too many people right now. Right now he is the 20th candidate to enter the Democratic primary race. Well, the Nashua, New Hampshire Police Department is looking for the public's help to find a missing person. 29-year-old Michael McLean was last seen on Sunday at the Tropical Lounge in Nashua when he was separated from his friends after a disturbance broke out at the club. Last seen at a McDonald's, his parents say his disappearance is highly out of character. McLean is described as 5'10", brown eyes, even though he wears green contacts. Also, braided hair and tattoos on his hands and arms. Anyone with information is asked to call the Nashua Police Department. And just about everyone's all about Avengers Endgame right now, and apparently that includes your choices with porn. Pornhub says that searches for Avengers-related material has increased by over 2,900% in the last week, which is very different from Infinity War, where the increase was only 356%. But the top five searches, anyone, what you want to take a guess? Romero,
I don't know
who the people are.
Is it, oh, just the people, or is it
which
like,
people there?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be, I'm going to say Black Widow. I'm going to say Captain Marvel.
Is Black Panther one?
Like down on the bottom.
Okay.
It's got to be all the females. I don't know who else.
So Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yeah.
Number one, Black Widow, but then Spider-Man. Hulk and Captain America.
Hilarious.
Hulk? You women want to be wrecked.
Here's Melissa. Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, Kodak Black can't catch a break after missing his show in Boston last week as he got arrested for weapons and drugs. Fast forward to last night where his tour bus got raided by the FBI outside his show in D.C. Now, everything inside the bus was searched. Some of his crew was put in handcuffs. Apparently, they tried to get into the venue, too, but security wouldn't allow them in. How that happens, I have no idea. Word is guns were found on the buses, but Kodak himself is not currently in trouble. However, multiple people in his entourage have been taken into police custody. Peppa's married boyfriend has gone back to his wife. You heard that right. Peppa from Salt and Peppa made headlines in the past year for dating a 20-something-year-old man named Andre Dean, who was married with a pregnant wife at the time. And despite the messiness, the two were very public about their relationship, even coming out on the reality show Growing Up Hip Hop and Peppa calling him the love of her life. Well, Peppa recently revealed that their relationship was causing her to lose out on gigs and saying she might have to fall back. And it looks like it fell way back as both Andre and his wife posted pictures of them back together with his wife's caption reading, "Every flower must grow from dirt. Trust God and bloom when you're plant where you're planted." And Andre posting, quote, "Took me a while to get my wife back. Now leave us alone." And spoiler alert, on last night's Empire season finale, it was Jussie Smollett's last episode for now, and it made history as his character Jamal married his boyfriend Kai, and apparently it was the first time two black gay men had been married on TV. But will that be the last we see of Jussie on Empire? Not so fast, as word is the show's creator, Lee Daniels, says his return is in discussions. Plus, Jussie was seen having lunch just yesterday with an executive of the show.
Was it at Subway? Because usually bad things happen when he goes there.
He was not at Subway. And all that came after the cast wrote a letter to Fox Entertainment saying he is innocent and no longer subject to legal uncertainty, with the criminal charges being dropped, saying they all personally know Jussie's character and that he's filled with integrity and should have his job back. So we'll see if the letter works. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the NBA, man, they must have heard us complaining yesterday because they finally released the schedule for the Celtics-Bucks series. Game one is Sunday. Let's get it. I can't wait. The Sox, the Bats, they came alive last night, and they beat the Tigers 11-4 in the 2019 NFL Draft. It goes down tonight in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know about that, Nashville, Tennessee. Anyways, as of right now, the Pats have the last pick. That's the 32nd pick in the first round. Of course, they've got more picks in other rounds, but they got the last pick. You can't really complain because that means they were pretty good. Obviously, they won the Super Bowl. Will they make a pick? Will they trade it away? Who knows? But we're all going to be locked in. Every single year, it feels like we're all sitting there waiting for them to make a pick. And then all of a sudden, the pick has been traded or something like that.
I would want them to trade up. I don't want to wait till, what, the 32nd, 31st right. pick? I don't want to wait.
Right.
Trade up.
And real quick, I just want to know, can we get the NFL draft here in New England? The last time I went, it was in 2012 in New York City, and I think 2 years after that, they've been moving it around. But when I went, I just want to say I had a ball, and as a black man, I somehow ended up on Telemundo.
Okay.
You know what? I did.
They probably thought you were Dominican.
No, serious?
What happened was, I was in line waiting to go into Radio City Music Hall, and myself got into a fight with a gang of Jet fans over Mark Sanchez. Now, I held it down for Pat's Nation, but Telemundo was walking by, and I held it down so well, they said, "You want to be on Telemundo to talk about Mark Sanchez?" And I ended up on Telemundo.
All of that to say, it
was a lot of fun. We need it here at Gillette. Let's make it happen. So again, the NFL draft coverage starts tonight at 8. Sox Tigers tonight. Rick Porcello is scheduled to get the start, and the Bruins Blue Jackets game one at the Garden. Puck drops at 7, and that's your sport.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero, and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.